right now, what we wanted to do is we wanted to create a little bit of space for to hear some praises from you guys. Just short praises of what you have experienced or what you feel God has said to you during this time. And what we're going to do is Richard and I are just going to be in the aisles here with our mics. And I would invite all of you in the back to come on up and be part of our awesome group up here when you're done eating your wonderful soft pretzels. And so we're going to basically spend the next half hour sharing with one another as a group what we've experienced either in our groups or on a personal level. So if you guys want to take a minute or so just to maybe collect your thoughts and think about what you'd like to share with the group. And what we're going to do is if you want to share something, just kind of raise your hand. And Richard and I will come to you and give you the opportunity to share something. So we're going to start that in right now.
Yeah.
And a reminder, if you can just, I know you guys have wonderful things to say, but if you want to give space for as many people as possible, so just short and sweet, a minute or so, I think. Okay.
Yeah, and I want to start with Kelsey. Kelsey was in my group, Developing Christian Leaders. Yes. She's the only person that can hold the mic, and then after this, we're going to hold the mic for the rest of the time, so don't try to snatch it from me.
See, he told me he was going to hold the mic, actually, for me. But yesterday, Richard actually asked me to share a little bit about partnership, and then he said to share what I've learned. But what I have learned is about partnership. I guess going backwards, so I work for a holistic development ministry in Sierra Leone. I work with women with disabilities there in training and equipping them basically to be leaders in their community. And I guess really, you know, I'm an advocate for diversity, but just coming here and looking at how do we really develop Christ-centered leaders and looking out at this room and how powerful it is to just see what God's up to in all of our lives. And I know I don't have to convince anyone of the power of working together as the body of Christ in unity. But I guess one thing that that the Lord really struck me with was just in looking at developing Christ-centered leaders, really starting to ask the question, who's not present at the table? And what are the barriers? Why are they not present? And I think also in having some conversations with Richard and Jaime and my group, we just talked about developing leaders and just the value in being able to see someone that looks like you maybe doing something that you couldn't see yourself doing and just the power in that and looking at the face of our leaders and putting those up there that we don't see normally. So thanks, Richard.
Thank you, Kelsey. Okay, so we're going to probably go, you know, side to side. So we'll start on this side. Yes, Johanna.
Hi. Sorry, my Brooklyn came out right there. Hi, I'm Johanna Sheridan, and I had the privilege of helping with the prayer initiative, and I just wanted to praise the Lord for, before we got here, myself and the prayer team, while we were praying for this conference, I saw the Lord just put the similar things on some of our hearts at different times and similar verses, and it was just amazing and exciting to see how the Lord was preparing us even before we got here. And so I just wanted to share that with you and just let you know that we were just blessed to be a part of this as a prayer team, and just thank you for having us and joining us in the prayer room and welcoming the prayer team as well. And it's just been a privilege to be a part of this. I'm going to pass it over to Jeremy Hinders right now, who was responsible for putting together the prayer room, and then Justin as well helped us to assemble Madison prayer groups to pray with us, and this amazing prayer team is here, and so they're going to share a little more with you as well.
So the prayer team is around. They're handing out things right now, so if you could just give them a hand of applause. They've been praying hard for you. This is your daily email live. We're doing old school fashion face to face. So we just want to thank you. It's been a privilege to pray for you, and we have affection for you as we know you pray over your names and your ministries and your working groups. So thank you for that. They're handing out puzzle pieces to you right now, and this is our gift from the prayer team to you as you go home, that a symbolic reminder to play your part in the whole, and that together we make this awesome picture of Wisconsin together. So bless this state and bless where you go back. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Okay. Thank you all so much. You guys don't have anything to say?
Right.
Seriously?
Praises. Any praises?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you guys can.
Yes. You say your name too.
My name's Alex Calloway, and I was just I was struck by something that one of the presenters yesterday said. I forgot his name. He said that a lot of times we like what diversity looks like, but we don't like, what was it?
Mauricio.
Yeah, that was solid. But we don't really like diversity because, and we experienced this in our working group, in unity in the church, and I was just very blessed by that insight that he shed, that really what the Lord is working in us is this dying to oneself, to after all of the toil and work, the things that we came to for unity in the church were very simple, and the gospel and the cross and dying to ourselves and considering others as more important than ourselves, as Christ did, is really, you know, at the end it's very simple and plain. And so I was very moved by that.
You don't have to necessarily be praises, things that you got out of this week or whatever.
My name is Jessica, and one of the praises I have is last night was so cool. I really, really enjoyed going around to see what people had been discussing and praying over and put so much thought into, and I was just very inspired by the conversations that I had at different booths. So thank you very much for the inspiration, and I feel very inspired to go home and think a bit differently and think bigger. So thanks.
Where's home?
Toronto.
I can't believe at a younger leaders event, like, everybody's not like raising their hands.
My name's Michael Casper. I serve with OM, and I was part of the unreached people groups, and we just wanted to thank God for unity within our group. It was just, we had a sweet fellowship. There was just a sweetness about us sitting around the table and dreaming and groaning and praying, and really just from our gut, from our spirit, really sensing, wow, we want to do something about the fact that only 3% of the known Christian workers in the world are working among the 2.7 billion people who don't know Jesus and so, or don't have access. And so that was within us. We were just there, and we just wanted to also express, we need you. Full stop. We need you. We want to participate with you. And each one of us strongly said, oh, I could totally be part of this other group. I could be part of this other group. I could be part of this. So there were multiple passions. It was, we feel connected with you, really.
Thanks.
Thanks, Michael.
Hi, my name is Jamie Farr, and I guess one of the things that really hit me over this time again is God has established each of you in your realms of influence for a reason, and to whom much is given, much is required. So if God has blessed you, it was not so that you have it. It was so that you'd give it away.
Sunny Bonani. Yebo Babu. Sane Bonani means I see you all. Zulu. Izi Zulu. Also, I want to share a word with you. It's Simunye. I worked with the Peace Corps in South Africa post-apartheid. Simunye is powerful. We are one. Amen? The Rainbow Nation, we are one. This is We Are One. Incredible. I'm thankful that you are not like me and I'm not like you. Amen? Straight up. Straight up. So, Brother Ivan, I see you. So, here's the thing, good people. This is how it's going to be. We're imperfect beings. Whether we're in Cali, New York, Canada, wherever we be at, we need to be reflective of the one. Amen? It's the product. We are the byproducts. We're not the product. So Simunye in that. Peace to you all. Shalom, salam.
Bam! Yeah, it's good to be here. All right. Business as mission, yes. I am overwhelmed and thoroughly feel so blessed and privileged to have been a part of this organization and to have been here for the last few days. And I think, as he was making mention before, just the sweet spirit that's been here and just been moving amongst us. And we were talking about things in the morning that speakers would speak about in the afternoon. And their speeches, I'm sure they put together months before, but just the fact that the same words and the same themes were coming up was just indicative of the Spirit moving and just wanting to make certain things were there and were being on the minds and hearts of who we were. I'm just very grateful for a group that I think is very committed. Again, just coming from various backgrounds and different aspects of ministry, but having a heart for what we're focused on. I think all the groups can probably express that sentiment as well, just being so in tuned to wanting to see God move in this way and to have his Spirit just move freely through this focal point of ministry. And I'm encouraged that we have a plan. We have ideas of how we're going to try and continue to keep this going. And I just hope all of you stay in contact with your small groups and encourage each other, challenge each other, pray for each other, and just continue to lift Jesus up so he'll draw all men onto him. Thank you so much. It's been a privilege to just interact with many of you, and I'm excited about what's coming.
Drew.
My name is Drew Jackson, and I was in the Truth in the Arts and Media work group. And I got a chance to talk to a number of you in here, and a lot of what I've heard about just the limited amount of time that we had here was, you know, people began to see that a part of, you know, the culture of the church in the West is wanting to do things fast and come up with a product to put out, like a product of our time together. What can we do? What can we put forward? But I think one of the things that the Lord was speaking to me and several others in here is the need for us as the church in the West to slow down and listen and just to take time and say that it's okay not to have a product. You know, it's okay and to allow that room for the Spirit just to work there. So that was encouraging to me and challenging to me as well, so.
I'm Andrew James. I had the great challenge and utter privilege of facilitating the Dream Team, the business's mission group over here. Bam. We spent the whole first evening repenting of all our entrepreneurial sins and the projects that we put together that we had to repent of. So, but we got somewhere, and I think the thing that we saw was there's far too much of a disconnect between business leaders, those in the workplace, and those within the realms of the church. We want to be able to listen to each other with humility and see how God wants to use the influencers to influence this country for the gospel. And so we sort of came to one accord. We don't want to get involved in civilian affairs. As Paul says, we want to please our commanding officer. and we want to be in the midst of change within the business community, listening to the church and learning together, seeing how the gospel moves forward. So the Dream Team's ready to facilitate this, and we're excited to see how the Lord takes us from here. And what a joy and privilege it's been to be with all of you. So thank you.
Okay, Carrie.
I want to praise God for a conversation that I had this morning. I was sitting next to a boy named Beckham, and he said, after we've been in Wisconsin, we're going to Illinois. And he said, that's another state. I said, you know how many states there are? He said, there are 50 states. And he said, and I know them all. And then he said, I also know a lot of countries. And I said, what's your favorite country? And he said, Papua New Guinea. And I say, hallelujah. I said, my favorite country is Mama New Guinea. He said, there is no Mama New Guinea. There's only Papua New Guinea. This is a boy who's 4 years old. So happened it's Bethany Wong's little boy. And I thought, as I've heard some of your stories, I thought, this little kid is being shaped to be great because he's had exposure to all these people. This is just common to him, people who love God, people who are laying down their lives, people who are sacrificing. And I thought, thank God for the fact that many of us had that opportunity to be nurtured as children. Thank God that others of us who didn't have that opportunity had people come into our lives and shape us and reshape us. But I want to thank God for Andrew, because I've known Andrew since he was a little boy. His father, Pete, was my best friend in seminary, and he was born 30 days after our first child was born. His sister was born 30 days after our second child was born. We planned all these things. And I just thank God for the way God has shaped his life, one among many. And I want to praise God for the people, whether they're parents or grandparents or neighbors or teachers, who've shaped your lives in great ways. And isn't it amazing? I don't know if you realize this. I've been working on Andrew for all these 33 years. He was so bashful and retiring and just lacking in self-confidence, but he came here and he just blossomed right before my eyes. I don't know what's happened. So I want to thank all of you for loving on Andrew. Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Okay, Carrie.
I just want to say what a privilege it's been to be here with you all. And oftentimes I feel like a lone ranger as an evangelist in the Episcopal Church. So this movement really bolsters me and bolsters my faith more than I can express. So thank you, and keep up the good work, and let's not dilute the gospel, and let's keep standing for the truth and love of Jesus. And I thank you, because you have inspired me, and I go back filled up. Thank you. Amen.
We have time for about two or three comments. Two or three more. Anyone else? Yes.
Can you get Larissa? Okay. Larissa?
Hi, everybody. I have really enjoyed meeting everybody. And one of the things in our Truth and Arts and Media group that we were discussing is kind of all these things about catching up the church to some of the things in arts and media. But really, I think what we wanted to leave with going forward was the idea that we didn't want to be imitators, but innovators. And so hopefully that's a challenge moving forward, is that we're not trying to just keep playing catch up to the world, but that we're actually the ones setting the pace, whether it's in business and innovation, and setting the table and talking about culture and defining what values are in truth. And so that's just my encouragement and what I think I've taken away from this past couple days.
Don't want to force it. Okay. Walk it slowly to the front. Okay, well, we can move on. No more thoughts. Okay. Yeah, John.
One of the fun parts for me this week has been, I too have been inspired by so many of your stories. And I was commenting to somebody, usually you go to a gathering like this, and I always feel like I'm being pushed an agenda, an organization, a cause, or a book. And just in talking with so many of you, and you're just your humble, Jesus-like leadership has been so inspiring. And I know so many people in here, you guys do so many significant things. And to just not feel like... not feel that sense of self-importance from, I don't think anybody I've met here, but really people pointing to Jesus has been so inspiring, so thank you. A second group of people, you know, the one of the fun parts this week has been so many of the special guests and the resource people we've had with us. You know, they have meant, many of them, I think about half of them, have had significant influence in my life. And since I got to pick a lot of them, that's why they're here now. And I was sharing with them, we have you here, and my heart is that for us as younger leaders, that they'll see how special you are. And I was telling our senior leaders this, and what a significant place that I want them to know you as I've known them. And so I'm so thankful for so many of them who've come. We appreciate you. We don't take you for granted. We thank God for your presence amongst us. And so thank you for spending your week with us.
Thanks, John.